Is it realistic to think that work on construction sites can continue with people 2 metres apart? Government ministers say yes, although Scotland's First Minister says only sites where something like a hospital is being built should still operate. Several major housing and construction companies have closed building sites. Most workers in the industry are self-employed, which means they have yet to hear how the government might support their incomes. Our correspondent Sancha Berg reports.
As millions stayed home after the announcement, construction workers headed for their sites, packing early morning train carriages to get to their shifts on time. Many were reluctant, like Nelson, an electrician who's been working in East London.
People know of people who are now in hospital and they'd called it on site. There seems to be a lot of continued lack of distancing taking place. And obviously the cross-contamination is rife because, you know, they're still going to the canteens, they're still logging in the mornings with fingering in on the old keypads. And
he's been at Sparks for nearly 40 years and he doesn't know what to do.
I'm a bit of a loss for words, to be honest, and I'm not one who is often at a loss for words, but I'm really not sure where to go from here.
Like 1.3 million workers in this sector, he's self-employed. So if he stops work, he'll only be eligible for £94 a week, less than a day's pay on site. But he's worried he could be helping spread the virus. He's decided to down his tools. He won't be going in this morning.
Everyone's position or situation is unique to them. And I've been having online and on WhatsApp ongoing arguments all day today as to why I was on site up until now, and personally, like I said, I need to be earning money, otherwise within a month I'm going to feel the pinch.
He believes there'll be plenty of other construction workers, though, on the London Tube today. Some will probably be working on this project manager's site, a luxury residential development in an expensive part of London.
So we're opening our sites again tomorrow and expecting as many people as possible to come to work, which for our guys is great because if they don't come to work, they don't earn anything. They're all self-employed on the construction industry scheme. But obviously they're now putting the health of themselves and their family members and others on the commute, etc., in danger.
It's not something she's comfortable with. The construction company is looking into organising cars for workers so they can avoid public transport. But this business doesn't have much leeway itself. If the building's delivered late, it will face significant financial penalties.
So a lot of companies like ours are working month to month, and if one of these projects goes under in that way, there is not much chance of us surviving that. We're trying our best here, we really are as a company. I mean, I think we hope to lead by example, but you know, if there's no company left in 3 months' time, then also we can't, there's no point in leading by example. So it's a difficult position for everyone on our side to be in.
Even the bigger companies have tight margins, according to the leading construction lawyer, Sean Wilkin QC. And if sites were to just stop, the supply chains would be hit too. So it could have a very wide effect. He thinks there should be a more nuanced approach.
I can see the problem of the crowded tubes in the mornings, and I can see that that raises obvious questions and issues and difficulties. I think it's not something where you can simply just say, right, we'll close down construction across the UK tomorrow. I think it's something that's going to require a lot more nuance and thought, whether that be phased close downs or altering hours where people work or indeed altering how people use transport.
The government's promising help for the self-employed. Transport for London's already shut its building sites, as have a number of house builders and contractors. But many do remain open, and there's still a lot of confusion.
Sancha Berg reporting. Well, Mark Reynolds is Group Chief Executive of Mace, one of the UK's largest contractors and a member of the Construction Leadership Council. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
You were in talks with the government yesterday. What have you decided to do?
Well, during the day, particularly, we obviously got the message from the Prime Minister, and there was some confusion around that. So we did actually send out some messages to our own people saying, please restrict working during yesterday. Clearly, that message, because it came out so late, didn't get transferred to all of our contractors coming to site. So it was clear that we weren't, our projects weren't complying with Public Health England requirements. So we took the decision along with a few others to pause work for 48 hours to actually understand if we could actually comply with the Public Health England requirements.
Do you think you can have workers doing all the necessary work on a building site at a 2 metre distance at all times?
No, there is no way we can continue with the normal production rate. So in order to achieve the 2 metre social distance requirements, we will have to restrict workers on site. And I think, as Nelson quite rightly pointed out, you know, we have to consider the welfare of people who feel uncomfortable coming to work. And if we cannot achieve, if people feel uncomfortable, we've actually said to our business and other colleague business leaders are the same, that we are not enforcing anyone coming to work.
Okay, but people who work on your sites, most of them are self-employed, aren't they?
Not most. I mean, around about 60% of the industry is self-employed. So quite rightly, it's a large proportion. And of course, that has been said already.
So if your shutdown is, yes, exactly. So if your shutdown is longer, can you still pay them even though they're not coming to work?
Unfortunately not. No, we cannot pay. If people aren't actually producing anything, they will not get paid unless there is support packages by the public sector clients or the private sector clients, unless they decide to support them.
But hasn't your industry's got pretty deep pockets, hasn't it?
Deep pockets and slim margins. I would say that the health of the industry has been challenging ever since 2008. So when you say deep pockets, it's no more deeper than other organisations in terms of the resilience to last for a 2, 3, 6 month shutdown.
You said you've paused for 48 hours. I'm not clear whether you also said it's very difficult to do what you do and comply with Public Health England advice. Are you saying more than likely you will be amongst that group who have closed down building sites, or are you going to try to carry on?
No. All of our sites, as of 5 o'clock last night, have been safely secured. There are some safety critical works continuing, but as of 5 p.m. last night, we closed all of our construction projects where we are responsible as the contractor, so where we are the guiding mind.
Mark Reynolds of Mace, thank you very much.